Sitting in the waiting room, they fidget and fuss, thumb through last month's issue of Cosmo and Good Housekeeping, avoid eye contact, adjust utility belts and smooth flat their capes, impatient to unburden their minds, their hearts, of the pressures, the woes, the regrets, the injustice of responsibility. None of them chose this life. It chose them. Never did the thought of walking away enter their superhuman heads. They are the best of us, indestructible and pure, physical and moral paragons, yet victims of their own insecurities, self-loathing, and self-pity. The therapist calls them in one by one. They sit or lay or hover over the couch and unpack their super-sized emotional baggage. They can easily leap tall buildings in a single bound, rescue whole cities from oblivion, and inspire us to be better, all the while hiding their feelings of disappointment and unfulfillment, battling the demons of their dysfunctional, though extraordinary, childhoods. In group sessions, they politely wait their turn to share their innermost private feelings. After all, where else could they find others who could understand the pressures, the foibles, the loneliness? Together, they can be lonely, because together, they can finally be themselves. Finally, they can remove the uncomfortable masks that they've been forced to wear, because behind them, they are more frail than even the most delicate of us. And that we would never forgive.